All right, let's play Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, it's time for Can't Beat Kelly. Let's introduce you to Carly from Mount Washington. Hi, Carly.
Hey, Carly.
Hi.
Carly's 5'3", has blonde hair, drives a Mazda, and has been married 7 months.
Oh, look at that. You're a bona fide newlywed.
I know. Yeah. That honeymoon phase. You're still, you know, the grabbing tickles by the refrigerator.
Okay.
I had a
6-month
old in there as well.
Oh, a 6-month old. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's okay. A lot going on.
All right.
It's a lot.
That is.
But we love it.
You know, the grab and tickles lead to one thing.
Yep.
That's right.
And it's a 6-month-old.
That's right. All right, Carly. So what we're going to do, it's Can't Beat Kelly. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you 5 pop culture questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more right, then you beat Kelly. You blemish her record. It's undefeated. Or if you tie or get less, then, of course, you can't beat Kelly. All right.
Okay.
All right, Carly. All right. Let's say bye to Kelly.
Bye.
All right. She is leaving. And she's in the hall. Here we go. Question 1 for you. Comedian actor Mike Myers confirmed recently this movie is happening during Trevor Noah's World Cup watch party. Comedian actor Mike Myers confirmed recently that this movie will be happening. He confirmed it during Trevor Noah's World Cup watch party. I realized I asked that weird. I'm looking for a movie. I'm looking for a movie. Yeah.
The only movie I can think of right off the top of my head. I know he's in the Shrek movies, but...
Need an answer?
I don't know.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. I don't know.
All right. Next question. Jelly Roll filed for divorce from his wife on May 18th. Who is his wife?
Bunny.
Netflix announced last week that it's producing a reality competition series based on this classic playground game. Classic playground game. Need an answer.
Simon Says.
This artist has revealed an unusual experience from performing at festivals that some fans wear diapers to secure front row spots and they can smell the result while on stage. Who's the artist?
I'm gonna say Taylor Swift. I don't think she really plays at festivals.
All right, last question. This movie recently scored the year's largest domestic opening release, generating $160 million across North American theaters on its opening weekend.
No, I just recently went to go see Toy Story. So I'm going to say Toy Story 5.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly, come on in. All right, Kelly is on her way in.
How we do? Wait, don't tell me. Wait, if you're watching the stream, I do a little dancing out in the hallway. There's actually no music. I'm dancing to no music.
I do like that. That's funny.
All right. That's an insider tip if you're watching the stream.
All right, Kelly.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Questions for you. Carly, sit tight and we will see how well Kelly does. All right. Question 1 for Kelly. Comedian actor Mike Myers confirmed recently that this movie will be happening. He confirmed it during Trevor Noah's World Cup watch party.
Well, I know that Shrek 5 is already out there. The trailer's out there. So it's not that. It's got to be like an Austin Powers movie.
Austin Powers is correct.
Yes, I'm excited about that. I love the Austin Powers movies.
Carly just didn't answer. I know. Carly. Yeah. Carly.
Oh, dang it.
Okay. Next question. Jelly Roll filed for divorce from his wife on May 18th. Who's his wife?
Bunny XO.
You both got that right. Okay. Next question. Netflix announced last week that it's producing a reality competition series based on this classic playground game.
I think that's, is that Simon Says?
You both got that right.
Oh, all right.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's becoming interesting.
Uh-huh.
This artist revealed an unusual experience from performing at festivals that some fans wear diapers to secure front row spots, and they can smell the result on stage.
Okay, that's Olivia Rodrigo.
That is correct.
Oh my goodness.
Carly got that wrong. She mentioned Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And then finally, this movie recently scored the year's largest domestic opening release, generating $160 million across North American theaters on its opening weekend. What's the movie?
That was Toy Story 5.
You both got that right. 5 out of 5. Carly.
Okay. That's solid, though, with 3 out of 5.
Carly,
that was
yes.
solid.
3 out of 5.
That was solid.
Not going to beat Kelly this time, okay?
Not today.
However,
not today.
However, enjoy your 6-month-old.
Yes,
and everything it took to get your 6-month-old. What?
What? Always something grabbing.
All right, Carly. Last thing before we say farewell is
this is the shaming part.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Carly, and I can't beat Kelly.
Hi, my name's Carly, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Oh, your hair looks shiny and bouncy. You got a perfect new baby.
Yes.
And you got a perfect new marriage, and everything is great in your life.
And you and have you, youth on your side.
Yes, and we're still giving you a prize.
That's right. You're right. Hang tight. We'll still hook you up, okay?
Thank you.
Hang on.
Oh, this
there
is
it
great.
Is. 28-0.
This is great.
28-0. I thought for sure one of them, at least you get
usually,
some of them wrong.
Weeks after vacation, I'm kind of out of the loop.
I know. Didn't happen
attention.
This time. Congrats. Can't beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.